Wait, so the whole premise is basically that we've been treating agent memory like a giant, messy scroll of text, and it's just not working for long tasks?
Exactly. Most agents just look at a flat log of everything they've done and try to guess the next move. As the history grows, they just drift. They start repeating the same useless tool call or completely forget the original goal because it's buried under 10 pages of logs.
Right. Which is just a nightmare for anyone actually trying to ship a reliable agent. Like, if it works 90% of the time but then just loops on the 10th step, it's a product failure.
Right, right. Which is why this procedural graph idea is interesting. Instead of a knowledge graph that tells you what is, like Paris is the capital of France, this is a graph for what to do.
I love that framing. It's like giving the agent a map of the process, not just a diary of its mistakes.
Exactly. It uses these triplets, procedure, relation, procedure. So it defines nudes as actions or states. And the edges are the permissible transitions. It keeps the how-to knowledge outside the model weights entirely.
Wait, before we get deeper into the weeds, how's your week been? You sounding a little more, I don't know, systems heavy than usual today.
Oh, just spent 3 hours arguing with a YAML file that refused to indent properly. I'm in a mood. You?
Ha, I feel that. I've just been staring at some landing pages for agent frameworks, wondering why they all look like they were designed in 2022. Anyway, back to this. So the agent is just following the graph.
Not exactly. It's not a rigid state machine. During the online phase, the system localizes where the agent is in the graph and pulls the surrounding neighborhood. Then a guidance model translates that subgraph into, well, situational advice. It biases the next action, but the solver still has the freedom to reason.
Okay, so it's more like a guardrail than a script. That's a huge win for developer experience because you're not hard coding every single edge case.
Mm-hmm. But the real meat is the offline evolution. After a batch of tasks, a refiner LLM looks at the trajectories that failed and the ones that worked. It then proposes edits to the graph, adding nudes, pruning edges that led to loops, or rewriting the attributes on a transition.
Oh, that's the part that gets me. It's basically self-correcting its own manual.
Right. And it has this validation gate. It only commits the edit if it actually improves performance on a held out set. If it makes it worse, it rejects the edit and remembers that failure so it doesn't try the same bad edit again.
That is such an exploring next take. We're basically talking about an agent that builds its own infrastructure to stop itself from being stupid.
I mean, it's a lot more honest than just scaling the model and hoping the emergent planning gets better. It's treating the procedure as a first-class object.
I'm genuinely sold on the product angle here. Imagine shipping a skeleton graph and just letting the system evolve into a high-performance workflow over a week of beta testing. That's a massive shortcut to production.
I'll be the skeptic for a second. My worry is the refiner loop. If the refiner LLM has the same blind spots as the solver, you might just be encoding those hallucinations into the graph topology. You're just making the errors deterministic.
Fair, but the validation gate is the safety valve there, right? If the result is worse on the test set, it doesn't ship.
True. The ground truth of the environment is the final judge. I'll give them that.
See, you're not always a doom and gloom guy. I'm actually thinking about how this connects to the harness engineering stuff we talked about a few months ago. This is basically an evolving harness.
It is. It's shifting the burden from the model's internal weights to an editable structure. It's the same theme. The control layer is the actual product.
Exactly. Anyway, I should probably let you go back to your YAML war. I'm going to go look for this paper's repo and see if I can actually break one of these graphs.
Good luck with that. I'm sure you'll find a way to make it loop in 5 minutes.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a professional. Catch you later, Air.